What's your sun sign? Do you relate to it? In this episode, we're doing a deep dive on the astrological aspect of sun signs. We talk about how they're determined, what they really represent. We discuss ours, and we even go into a discussion on historically why astrology is regarded as kind of a silly pseudoscience and how its origins were very different.
Let's talk about what intuition really is.
Let's look at all the places intuition and ego show up in your life.
Let's share honestly.
Let's do the research.
I'm Jamie Hayhurst.
I'm Heather Wood.
This is the Intuitive Girl's Guide.
Okay, Jay, we're back.
Mostly
back. We can't seem to both stay healthy.
I mean, not at the same time.
No.
Yeah, we keep flip-flopping.
If we could get sick at the same time, that would be far more convenient.
Be a little more efficient.
Yeah, but Jamie's here. She's got two drinks.
Yes, one from Resto. I've got some ice water. I'm good.
We're trying. So we're here, but we're so excited about kicking off a new little series.
Yes, this is going to be really good. I think people are going to love it.
So we're doing a sort of deep dives on different astrological concepts.
Yes.
And we got this idea because we were sad that the Archangel deep dives were over.
People really liked those.
Yes. And I was telling you how somebody came up to me and said that, first of all, they missed the Archangel episodes.
Right.
And second of all, that they go back, like they listen to our episode for the week.
Yep.
And then once that's over, a different day, they go and they pick an Archangel episode to listen to. And okay. Like new information hits
them.
They
hear something else, right?
Yeah. And then they focus on that Archangel for the week.
I think you have better people in your life. This doesn't happen to me. You have a lot of people in your life that actively listen to the podcast. I love that for you.
Yeah. Okay.
That's cool.
Okay. Yeah. I'm lucky in that way.
You are. Yeah. Okay, that's great.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, I do get some feedback from people I know who listen.
You get more online feedback.
True.
And I think I get more in-person feedback.
So. Right. Okay.
All right. It's fine. So we wanted to do something else like that, like bring that same kind of energy to something else. And astrology, I think, is the perfect thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the same way that archangels feel kind of untouchable to other people or confusing or, oh, that's right. Too much to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I think astrology feels the same way.
Yeah. Or I think that people just learn like the sort of metaphorical tip of the iceberg, like
yes.
just your sun sign or yes. maybe your moon sign.
Or they just sort of read a horoscope, but they don't actually understand what's going on and what it means and how you can use this stuff in your life.
Agreed.
Especially sun signs, which we're talking about today. The deep dive is on the sun signs.
Right.
That's where we got to start.
Yeah. I mean, that's what everyone knows.
Yeah. But I think if you paid more attention to understanding the people around you, sun signs.
Yes.
It's really just like having like a handbook on how to deal with a person.
Right, exactly.
It could be, and this is for all astrological concepts, but if you want to start, most people know their sun signs.
Yes.
You could ask them that. Whether it's your children or your spouse or your friend or your coworkers or a random person on the street, it doesn't matter. The police officer that pulled you over. If you can figure out this.
I should ask him. what would he answer?
I mean, you could try. I mean, it might seem like you're hitting on him. Excuse me, sir. What's your sign?
What's your sign?
I think it would depend on the delivery.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I'm just saying in any walk of life, if you can sort of clock this, it's going to help you.
Agreed.
And it's astrology, I think, is one of the most understudied things that could be of such value to us, especially with like health and how our bodies work. So I get really excited. I know you do too, to help people understand it a bit more.
Right. And we've talked about this in other episodes. We have a whole episode on natal charts that you can look into, like doing your own natal chart. But people have been using astrology in like really high positions of power. They still currently use it. Like every person in government has an astrologer.
Yeah.
They don't talk about it.
No, they don't.
But they have them and they use them. So like, why aren't we? Like, why aren't we using this information as frequently as they do?
I know you don't want me to actually answer that, but the answer is the patriarchy.
No, exactly. Yeah, that is the answer. That is the answer.
Yes, yeah. I wrote down the episodes we have on astrology already. So, like you said, natal charts.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good episode. I like that one a lot. The lunar cycles, we have a whole episode on, so we won't mm-hmm. cover that again in the breakdown. Mm-hmm. We have two episodes on eclipses and retrogrades.
Yes.
Because so many people need to understand them.
Yes.
We're actually coming into an eclipse season, and we're currently in a Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, and Mars, I believe, is ending its retrograde, which has been, like, kicking yes. my ass personally.
I mean, I'm counting down the days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But we also talk about it, that whole astrology thing in the fairy tale episode.
Yep, we've referenced that. And then the time snapshot of the fall of intuition episode, you might not think, but there's a lot of astrology references and things.
Astrological ages.
Yes, in that episode too. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to listen to any of those first. I think this is a good starting point, but I think especially if you're going to get into this and listen to them, go back and also listen to natal charts.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
All right, let me just give you a brief history / overview on astrology.
Okay.
Because we got to start this deep dive in really understanding it, because astrology's got this reputation, much like any intuitive, when you're like the image of like someone with a turban and a crystal ball and it's like so off.
Right.
It's got this reputation of being like silly, you know, the word I hate, like when people say new age.
Yes.
But it's really old.
Yeah, it's people think of it as like a parlor trick or something.
Yeah, but that's not how it originated.
No.
So I'm gonna set a scene for you right now.
Okay.
Okay. I want you to picture our ancient relatives.
Yep.
There was no TV. There were no phones to scroll. Can you even imagine?
No TikTok.
I know we grew up without it, but I forget what it's like.
No, we had TV. I mean, TV was in my life. But
we weren't scrolling on a phone. I mean, when I was in high school, I was playing that snake game on my Nokia.
Oh.
Do you remember that
interesting,
game?
Interesting, yeah. Yeah, that's the difference in our ages right there.
Okay,
yeah.
This was not a thing. I remember when instant message became a thing, I was in college.
Exactly.
So, like, we should remember, but we don't. So much of our lives.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so think about what, like, after dinner. Mm-hmm. What were our ancient relatives doing? Because they weren't watching TV. Mm-mm. It was too dark to read. They were not scrolling their phones. I'll tell you what they were doing. Mm. They were looking at the sky.
Right.
They were studying the sky.
Right.
And they were watching what happened and wondering and seeing, like, how does it relate to what's going on?
Right.
So I think if you can put yourself there, mm-hmm. you can understand how important astrology became and why it was like kind of an obsession for our pagan ancient ancestors.
Well, I mean, they watched it so frequently that they knew where stars were going to be in the sky on specific days of the year. I mean, that's how Stonehenge was created. Like, mm-hmm. that's how all of these, you know, sites around the world were created, that they knew that on this day, on the, you know, the winter solstice, this one star mm-hmm. is going to be right here. I mean, you have to really be tracking things and watching things to be picking on those patterns.
Exactly. And, you know, like we always say, how much our ancestors were connected to the earth and what it was doing. Mm-hmm. They were also connected to the sky and what it was doing.
Right. You know? I mean, I see those as actually the same thing. But
I do too. But I think we think more of it as like seasonally just here. Right. But like that seasonally is astrology.
Agreed.
It's the sun and the moon and the planets.
And how we're all spinning.
Literally, sometimes it feels like.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So the best we can do is deduce that astrology's start was in Mesopotamia, 3rd millennium BC. That's where, so when we say start, that's where we can find the oldest evidence of it.
So that's 3,000 years before Christ or the Common Era.
Yeah, that's a really long time ago.
Yeah, that's before the dawning of the patriarchy.
Way before.
Thousands before that.
I mean, even just the use of the word Mesopotamia, that's not a thing anymore. Like, that's how long ago
the culture was. Exactly.
Okay. Now, you also found astrology throughout the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
With slight differences.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter where you were, whether it was like more like pagan Egyptian culture or pagan Asian cultures or is any of them, there's all these little differences, but the main concepts are all the same.
Yeah.
And what we look at today and how we study it today is most influenced by Greek astrology and how they looked at it.
Right.
Which tracks because the Greek were the best at keeping records of things.
Yes, exactly.
So it doesn't mean that they were the best at invented it. I mean, close to the area, obviously, but that's why we reference that mostly.
Right. I just sent you a TikTok about how there are astrological signs in the Vatican.
Oh, yeah.
And the sun shines
on
whichever astrological sign you're in throughout the year.
Yeah.
In the Vatican.
Well, I mean, hypocrisy, ladies and gentlemen.
Right? Yeah, don't get me started. Yeah. I'll go off on it for like a really long time. But yes.
I know. The great mathematical and scientific minds of their times worked in the field of astrology.
Yes.
So I don't, I feel like sometimes people hear like about astrology and they think like, oh, that was like a silly thing. But like, no.
Or like it's like the village like weirdo. Or like you imagine like the village outcast or the witch, which is not actually what witches were.
Exactly.
Anyways, but like I think we have this vision that it would be, even back then, it would be the outcast that was doing strange things like astrology.
Right. Not the case.
No.
When you look back in history, it was the smartest brains. Now, again, remember, our focus back then was up on the sky.
Correct.
Because it would become night. And there was nothing else to do.
And there was no electricity.
Yeah, exactly. Some of us, you and I are included in this, and I bet a bunch of our listeners are still have this like need to look at the sky and feel kind of the power of it all the time.
Oh, definitely.
And I'm this person, and I know that you are too from personal experience, but like I always say, oh my God, look at the moon. It does not matter what it looks like.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have to be full or anything.
In fact, my husband and I were driving home from a track meet the other night. Mm-hmm. And the moon, it was like the day after the full moon. And it was like that reddish color. Mm. We came around a corner on the highway. And I kind of screamed at how beautiful it was. And I scared the shit out of him. And he was like, you cannot do that about the moon in traffic. Like, I thought I was coming upon an accident. But my point, I know. My point is that like people like us, like that is still in us.
Right.
Like, there's a natural
connection.
Need a connection, yes, for that.
Absolutely.
So back in the day, I've mentioned this before, astronomy and astrology were the same thing.
Yes.
So astrology was considered a science.
Yes.
It still is a science. It's just some people like to put that word pseudo in front of it.
Yes,
I mean, if you're going to do that, you would also have to put it in front of psychology.
True.
Because the birth of psychology is from astrology.
Exactly.
So there was a point in time when the patriarchy started to rise.
Right.
Where there was a divide between astronomers and astrologers. Mm-hmm. Because the patriarchy wanted astronomy studied and astrology kept for themselves.
Exactly.
Okay. So astronomy became just the study of the planets and what they're doing and the stars in the sky and like measuring them and understanding them and, you know, what are they doing?
Right. But it's always this always has a feeling of distance, like they're far away from us.
So far away. Yes. Astrology, which again, this was all one.
Right.
Separated into being the study of how it affects human life.
Exactly. So like internal, how it is in your life.
Yes. Now you can't have astrology without astronomy. Mm-hmm. But astronomy tries really hard to have astronomy without astrology.
It definitely,
did you follow
yes, that? Yes, absolutely.
It doesn't work, but they do.
Right.
Okay. So I think so many people, again, think astrology is this separate thing, but it was all studied as one at one point. Mm-hmm. May I suggest we do that again?
Yeah, I would love that.
Okay. One of the things that you brought up was that the wealthy have astrologers on staff.
Yes.
This is so true. Like, just start Googling it.
Right.
Just start looking into, you'll be surprised at the patriarchal, Republican-esque human beings.
Yes.
Who have.
It's this really purposeful, like, shell game.
Yes.
That they play. So they work so hard to make, to discredit it.
Yeah.
So that people look down on it. Mm-hmm. Even like high-ranking people, like high-ranking scientists would sort of roll their eyes at astrology.
Yes.
Right? But you work so hard so that we're all judging each other, right? Like everyone underneath the 1%.
Yep.
And they do this not just with astrology. They do it with everything, right?
Yes.
But like this is another arm of that is like they've gotten everyone to judge astrology. Meanwhile, they're like, do, like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
They're using it.
It's like in the Vatican.
Right.
Yeah.
It's in like governments.
Yes.
Not just ours.
Yes.
Other ones.
Like there are quoted members of like Congress and Senate and different levels of politicians who say they have
astrologers. Yeah. And like big financial firms.
Huge.
Have astrologers. And that's crazy. You're probably like driving in your car like, no, they don't. That's ridiculous. Why would they? Because the programming we've heard is that it's ridiculous.
Yes.
And so then no one actually even believes the story.
Yes. What is the quote? It's like millionaires have like financial advisors, but billionaires have astrologers.
Yes.
Yes. So this is a real thing.
Yes. And I'm not saying we should all try to be billionaires.
No, I think we should try to be billionaires, but then give away give so much of away. It that we stay millionaires.
Agreed.
That's
exactly.
A life goal for me and you.
Same. Yes. I want to give it all away.
Yeah. We'll be millionaires. Very comfortable millionaires.
Right.
But we'll give away so much money.
Right. But that's the difference. That's how they say, that's how people show the difference in what astrology can do for your life.
Yeah. And I mean, side note, but along the same lines here, anytime stuff becomes so divisive that it's like one side or the other.
Right.
You have the patriarchy present.
Exactly.
So I'm even seeing it right now with the Prince William, Prince Harry stuff.
Oh, man.
It's like you have, I mean, we are team Harry and Meghan all the way. Obviously. Is that a shock that we would be against the patriarchal institution of the royal family? But that doesn't mean that I automatically hate Kate Middleton.
No.
No, that is the patriarchy. That's being divided. That's right. Dividing everyone and then distracting us from something.
The billions that they have. And then they're using their astrologers to further invest.
So anytime you find yourself, because I feel sucked into that sometimes. Like, because I love Meghan mostly, and then I, by default, Harry as well.
I do like Harry.
Yeah, more and more. You can see that Meghan is influencing you in great ways.
Yes.
Maybe that's a bad thing to say, but I'm sticking by it.
Yeah.
You can see, like, being sucked into that, where all of a sudden I'm like, oh, that Prince William thinks he's such a... But, like, I mean, I think he's made a lot of mistakes, but, like, I don't have to hate him.
Well, and he's a product of the machine. Like, he's a victim of...
Yes.
Of the patriarchy.
Yes. And it's sort of like, especially because they do this with women, you have to like Meghan or Kate.
Correct.
Why?
Well, yeah, exactly.
So I'm just saying, anytime that's evident, that's the patriarchy.
At work.
That's what they do. Mm-hmm. Yet they benefit from both sides all the time.
Right. Because we're too busy arguing about Harry and William, whatever.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Meghan and Kate, that we're not talking about the real issue.
Yeah. That there's this whole mess in having a Speaker of the House, like, oh, let's talk about Harry and William instead.
Exactly. Right.
That's on purpose. That's manipulation.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to say this, don't quote me, but I'm claiming it. It started here with astrology and astronomy divided.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's a great example of that.
It is a great example of that. Okay. So I have a few points. Now, I'm going to say we're also going to tell you guys our sun signs and explain them. And there's a little bit of comedy involved because... I am somebody, and I know some of our listeners are like this, I am somebody who can tell you so much about one person based on just a look.
Yeah.
I can tell you, I know them, I got them.
Right.
Sized up. But when it comes to myself,
yourself,
blind.
Little blind spot.
A lot blind.
Yeah.
You're being nice. So I just want to say, hang in because I want you guys to listen to that because I think you'll relate.
Yeah.
Okay. Some points here. Understanding astrology, even just a little bit, because astrology used to overwhelm me so much that I kind of opted out other than just like reading an occasional horoscope.
Same. Agreed.
And then we started to have like sort of this age of astrologers on social media that I felt made it a lot more like accessible.
Yeah. And understandable.
Yes.
Yep. I agree.
And so if all you ever figure out is like kind of an understanding of sun signs...
Yep.
You are going to have such a benefit in the world and in your life.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah. Or if you just do the sun sign and then do your top three and then learn your Venus. And then, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to understand your whole chart all at once.
No, and I don't know it all off the top of my head. No. I am like, oh, right, this.
Yep.
Yeah, and you're kind of always discovering new stuff. But it's sort of like when you look at the weather before you go out for the day. Like, you look at your app, or maybe you, you know, watch the news on your phone or on the TV or something, and you see what the weather's going to be like. Mm-hmm. It's like a heads up of information that's helpful.
Yeah.
That's what astrology is. It's just on people.
Exactly.
So it's incredibly helpful.
Yeah.
And again, you can use it anywhere in your life with any people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not using it at work and you work with people, you're losing out on a really helpful tool.
Yeah. Just to understand people. Yeah. It's so helpful.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to make this point because it's so true that no one can deny it.
Okay.
Some people aren't into astrology, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will openly be like, oh no, I don't like astrology, whether they think it's like anti-religion or silly.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I'm thinking of some like bro-ish men who would be like, oh no, talk to me about astrology.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
Those same people come running to us asking about astrology when shit hits the fan.
Oh, absolutely.
Every time.
Absolutely.
Every time. And we help them because we're nice.
100%.
I mean, I'm a little snotty about it, if we're honest.
Are you?
Yeah, you're nicer. I've seen you.
Yeah.
You have a really nice way of like making people walk over that bridge, or helping them walk over that bridge nicely. Right. I'm like that with most people. But if you've already been like a little judgy about it,
yeah,
I'm a little snobby about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, I mean, it's a tough call.
Yeah.
So you want to help people. You don't want to like gatekeep.
Right.
But like, where were you when I was promoting my podcast? Like, where were you when I needed a share of my social media post? Right. But now that you have this issue, you're here. Of course I'm going to help you. But like,
and that those people bother me less than the ones that are like doing the eye roll when I'm talking about it, or like trying to make me feel bad because I know about it. And I'm
right.
Oh, and here you are because your life is in shambles and you're asking me what's going on. And I'm like, oh, it's Mercury retrograde.
Exactly.
You want me to tell you about it? Had you not done that before, I would have texted you, because I have a list of people I text when Mercury's about to go retrograde.
I know, seriously.
To save stuff on their computers and phones that are important.
Yep, that's true.
So that's your fault.
Yeah.
So I'm going to help you. But I'm going to be a little snobby.
Nice.
Okay. Women's cycles line up with the moon.
Yes.
We talked about this on our lunar cycle episode. Yep. I think we've mentioned it many times.
Many.
But the thing is, like, we know this. No one can disprove it.
Right.
Doctors will tell you it. Some.
Yep.
Some of them begrudgingly.
I mean, we've talked before about how first responders, like firefighters and doctors and nurses and EMS professionals, they will all, police will admit that they see a notable difference when the moon is full. My husband is a firefighter, and he's used to this topic.
I mean, yeah.
But he will fully admit, like,
yes.
he'll text me and be like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, it's a full moon. He's like, oh, damn it.
I was once paid by a local hospital to teach the people who make the schedules for staffing how to understand the moon cycles.
That's incredible.
And how to staff for them.
Incredible.
I was paid money for it.
As well you should have been.
A good amount of money for it.
As well you should have been.
And I helped them a lot.
Right.
So,
again, they would never tell that. No. That's not on their website.
And I'm not saying the name of it because I know they don't want me to.
But that's that shit. Like, we'll use this information, but we won't talk about it. We won't credit it. We won't help, like, give it, you know, respect in the community or in the world. But we'll use it to our advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll let the people that help us look like weirdos.
Exactly. That, I think that must be the origin of my snobbiness about it.
Exactly.
It's so hypocritical.
It is.
But think about if we know that astrology, especially the moon, affects women's cycles.
Yeah.
What else it's affecting in our bodies, and how, if we actually studied that we could understand so much more about our own health.
Yeah. And if the moon is affecting us, what other planets are affecting us?
Exactly.
There's not just one planet. There's not just one moon out there.
No. And it also, like, again, if you can understand your natal chart, and we'll talk about like your sun sign and what it really means, but like, if you can understand that, and then you can understand, okay, this Mercury retrogrades in this sign.
Right.
So these are the areas of life that are probably going to be affected, mm-hmm. and you can sort of prepare for it.
Yep.
You're just making your own life easier.
Yeah, it just makes things make a little bit more sense.
If you have a teenager and you're not paying attention to this,
yep.
you're making your life way harder than you need
to. Yes, that's
true. Because it's already hard.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
It really is hard.
If you are feeling like it's too complicated, I feel you. And I want to say that I think the biggest reason is that there are so many different points of views. Mm-hmm. Like, you and I both follow a bunch of different astrologers on social media.
Yep.
They all, around the same event, will say slightly different things.
Right.
That makes people feel like, I don't want to opt in.
Exactly.
This is too confusing.
Right.
But the thing is, this is an intuitive science.
Exactly.
This lives in the area of intuition and how it affects right. human beings and emotion and your body. It's an intuitive area.
Mm-hmm.
So you're never going to be able to go like, this is just the one way.
No, and you find the one that you like. You find the yes. astrologer that you like and that makes sense for you.
I mean, I have a bunch of astrologers that I like. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll talk about something and I'm like, that doesn't really hit for me. And I'll go to another one yep. and that one does. Like,
exactly.
Pick and choose. Mix them up.
Right.
Just
that's
keep
why you
listening.
That's why you follow them all on Instagram.
Exactly. So that's my point. Like, don't get stuck there.
Right.
Be like, oh, let me hear all of these interpretations and then use my own intuition to feel like which one is the best for me or which one aligns
right.
mostly with how I feel.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I think we should take a quick break.
Okay.
And then I'm going to break down sun signs, what it is, how it's determined, what it means about your life actually.
Okay.
What it's actually looking at.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about ours.
Okie dokie.
Okay, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, y'all, it's Jamie with a little shameless self-promotion. We've had a lot of people reaching out asking about distal Reiki, so I wanted to let you all know that yes, you can book a session with me. If you'd like some distance Reiki, get in touch with me and we will set it up for you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know what goes great with podcast listening?
A great cup of coffee from a great coffee shop.
Yep. Beans roasted in-house. Amazing baristas. You know where I'm talking about.
Restoration Coffee. Can we go?
Yes. I need an Americano and maybe a panini too.
Ooh. I need blueberry maple latte and probably a resto bowl.
Ooh, yeah. Check them out and visit restoration-coffee.com.
Let's talk about what we're obsessed with this week. All right, Heather, we're obsessed. You're obsessed.
Oh.
I'm.
Oh, no. Jamie didn't tell me what this is, so I'm kind of like bracing over here.
I think I know why this is coming up so much, but I just really want everyone to hear you being really mad about it.
Oh, God.
So for some reason, we're being forced to be obsessed with the BMI again.
Oh, yes. I did send you a very long rant on a Marco Polo about the BMI.
Yeah, and then I saw a TikTok about it.
Yeah.
I think some of it is like new year, new me bullshit. Like,
yeah.
You know, like mm-hmm. that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
We just reran that podcast. You can listen to that episode.
Yeah, it's a good one.
But
the diet culture.
Diet
episode.
Culture.
Yeah.
But tell us, Heather.
Okay, so it started because I got an email from the kids' school
mm-hmm.
that said they were doing health screenings.
Yep.
Okay, so you're going to test their ears and their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you that I don't really get why you have to do this because it's also required that I give you a form that my doctor did this.
That they get a physical every year.
Yeah.
Right. I agree.
It's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. Sure. Right. Ask them if the apple's on the table.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
By the way, it always is. So it's real easy to cheat that test.
I forgot about
the
apple on the
table.
Does that
just bring you back like a sensory memory for you?
I can see it.
Yeah. It's always on the table, though. They should switch it up.
Oh, because my kids don't have that at their school.
No, I'm sure my kids don't either, but I'm just saying that's what I remember.
I love it. Like, okay.
Is the apple on the table? Yes, ma'am. It's been on the table since I was in kindergarten.
1976.
Anyways, so those two things. And then it said they were going to screen for the BMI and give the kids the figures.
It's ridiculous.
And I was like, They're using the BMI on middle school age children?
And then telling them the results?
Yeah.
It's fucking insane.
What?
Unacceptable.
So my rant to you on the Marco Polo was like, am I going in with pitchforks? Or is it an email? Is it a like, could I possibly send you some information? Like, I was trying to gauge like my level of outrage, like what it should be, because it felt like a 10. It still kind of feels like a 10.
Yeah. I mean, and my answer changed because I didn't realize that they were hearing it.
Yeah. Right.
That changed my answer when I heard that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking this day and age with kids and eating disorders and like body dysmorphia and all this shit, and you're going to tell them their BMI. And it's not even like a real, valid, legitimate reading.
Not made by a medical professional.
No.
Made to figure out the best sizing and weight for white male soldiers.
Right. In the military.
In the military. Not by a doctor.
And not for children.
Not for children. Not for women.
No.
Not for anyone who's not a soldier. It makes no sense.
No, it's insane.
Why are we still using this? I still hear doctors talking about it. And I'm like, you guys hate anything that's not by a doctor.
Right.
Who is the PR person for BMI? Because we need them to be our
podcast. Our PR guy. Exactly.
It's so annoying.
Right.
Listen, do not listen to the BMI.
No.
Never. I mean, I told you a story that when I was in college, very unhealthily thin.
Right.
I still was too heavy for the BMI.
It's ridiculous.
And I mean, I'm 5'0", so you have to be like 2 pounds to be in the right spot, I think.
Quote unquote healthy.
It's not healthy.
No, it's not. You were not healthy then.
No, I was my most unhealthy, and I still wasn't hitting it right. So like, don't listen to that. Please. Maybe you're not all the kind of person that I am, where like when the doctor brings up the BMI, I'm like, let's talk about how this is bullshit and I don't even want that on my chart. Like, maybe you don't do that, but like maybe you do.
Well, this is the problem. This is where I get mad. I get mad at like a different thing, because for me, I know what the excuse is going to be.
What's the
doctor's going to say, oh, well, we have this system, we have this software on our computer, and so we have to check this box, we have to bring up BMI, I have to literally click it, or I can't, like, the physical's not complete. There are some software systems that require the doctor talk about BMI.
Yeah.
I'm sure that if you brought this information to the school, they would say, oh, well, this is a mandate from the Department of Education.
Right.
Right. So you can always kick it up the line.
Yeah.
That it's someone else's fault. It's this requirement that you have to meet.
Yeah.
Or you're in trouble. You can't do your job.
Yeah.
So it just becomes like a problem of the system.
Right.
And it is the system's problem. But no one's working. No one's working to fix the system.
It's that roundabout red tapey thing.
Exactly. We all get lost in the red tape of the system and no one does anything.
It's infuriating.
It is.
I have to say, somebody, I kind of like offhandedly told somebody that I don't, when I go to the doctors, I tell them that I don't want to know my weight.
Yeah, you don't go on the scale.
I go on the scale.
Right.
They
you don't
down,
look at it. Right.
But I say, I don't want to know what that is.
Yeah.
And in the most times, that's very respected and fine. You have to say it before you walk in. I usually say it to the nurse as we're walking, and it's put in the chart, and then it's fine. I've had some bad experiences with that, but I think I told the story before. But I just sort of offhandedly said like, oh, I do that because it's not healthy for me to know my weight.
Right.
And they came back and said, oh, I started doing that, and it's really made a huge impact on like my comfort going to the doctor.
Exactly.
So my point is like, you also can say, I'm not interested in the BMI. That's not something that I go by. No. You know, like,
exclude
keep
me
doing
from
that.
This narrative.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Like, keep doing that.
Right.
If that makes you feel better, do that. If that's healthier for you, I mean, it's healthier for everyone to opt out of the BMI.
Right.
But if your doctor's concerned about it with your child, no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, no. Ask them if they know who created it.
Exactly.
It's not okay.
Right.
Yeah. So screw the BMI.
Yeah. Over it.
Can we make t-shirts that say like down with the BMI?
Yes.
Okay.
We definitely can.
Okay. Let's get on that.
All right.
All right, let's get into breaking down your sun sign.
Okie dokie.
Okay, so the funny thing about this is, I hope this doesn't come off sounding snobby. I don't mean to be snobby in this department.
Okay.
Only in certain departments. Right. Yeah. But I think a lot of people talk about their sun sign and know what their sun sign is, but they don't actually know what, like, how that's determined.
Well, no, and no one's ever told it.
They just think like, oh, I'm in this date range.
Right? Like I was born on this day.
This is the label. Okay. So I want you to know what really happens.
Yeah. And people think it is like, it represents the whole of their personality. So then when it doesn't, there are some people that really do not like connect with their sun sign.
Yeah.
And then they just throw astrology just completely in the trash.
Exactly.
But it's like, man, wait a minute. Find your rising sign. Please look up your rising sign. Look up your moon.
Yes.
And then you're going to find something that really hits for you.
I mean, we're going to talk about this in a minute. But to me, if you tell me that you don't relate to your sun sign, I automatically know some information about how you relate to your ego.
I bet you do.
Judging by your face, that's not normal. But that's how
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Okay, okay. All right, so your sun sign is based on the position of the sun at the moment you were born,
right,
in the location you were born at.
Right.
So if you imagine like a snapshot picture, mm-hmm, of like, here's the earth. It's round, by the way, not flat.
Oh, God.
And then from that point of view of exactly where you were, the latitude and the longitude.
Right.
If someone went out and they had this really amazing camera, right? And they took a picture of the sky.
Right.
At that exact second you were born. Where the sun is.
In the sky. Yep.
Is your sun sign.
Yes.
So the sun travels.
Even if you're born at night.
Even if you're born at night.
It doesn't have to literally be in the sky.
Exactly. Okay. I just said the sun travels. We travel.
We do travel. Yes.
And the sun appears in different places in the sky.
Yes.
So it's almost like, you can Google this, but it almost looks like a pie chart.
Right.
Of like the zodiacs. And so if the sun is in this spot, mm-hmm, positionally at the moment you're born from where you are, it's in this zodiac.
Right. It's right.
So that's why you have that sun sign.
And that's why if you're doing a full natal chart, you need to know the minute that you were born.
Yes.
Like you can find out your sun sign just based on the day.
You don't need to know the time. Just
right.
The day.
You just need the day. But for other details of your chart, you need...
Yes.
You need the minute because everything's always moving.
Exactly. Some things move faster than others.
Right.
And we should say some people are born like right at the cusp of another, mm-hmm, sun sign. So that would be a time when you would need to actually know at least the hour you were born.
Exactly.
In. So I know astrologers will say if you don't know, start with noon and then go from like around that to see if you can figure out your sign. Mm-hmm. And like an actual astrologer that you pay to will be able to figure it out based on other questions, which I think is amazing.
Right.
Like about you and your personality.
Yeah.
They'll tell you what time you were born.
You could also probably muscle test to get a good idea of when you were born.
I usually do that for people.
Yeah.
You can do that too. So I think it's interesting, like if you're thinking of the picture,
mm-hmm,
the zodiac is like the thing like behind where the sun is.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
So like if you were to imagine like one of those models you made in school and like here's the earth and here's the sun.
Yes.
The zodiacs are behind it and whichever one the sun's blocking is your sign.
Yep.
Okay. I just feel like
I don't think people know that.
Yeah. Okay. So the snapshot of all of where everything is, mm-hmm, is your natal chart.
Correct.
See our episode on natal charts.
Right.
Where the sun is just your sun sign.
Right.
Now, most people identify themselves astrologically as their sun sign.
Yes.
And if you want to do a study into where is the world in understanding ego and intuition and where is the emphasis, is it on ego or intuition, you could see that it makes sense that for at least a very long time, it was just about the sun sign.
Yes, because the sun represents your ego.
Yes.
Right.
Now, we are starting to shift into people wanting to know their moon sign. Mm-hmm. The rising sign is like really hot right, mm-hmm, now. It's like the, mm-hmm, it girl of the moment.
Yep.
I'm here for it.
Same.
More on that when we get to rising sign. But it's really interesting to me. And when people are just identifying with their sun sign and they're just talking that way, it doesn't mean that they don't understand astrology.
So
like a lot of people know that only other people understand sun signs. Like there's a lot of the population that if I started talking about my rising sign, they have no idea what I'm talking about.
Right.
So it makes sense.
Yeah, but my daughter gets mad at me because I'll say like I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, you are Cancer.
Right.
Like
you're not,
sun.
You're not claiming your sun sign as you.
And I'm not mad about being a no. Cancer at all. I love that part of myself. But yeah. I most identify with being a Scorpio rising. And she gets that.
Yeah.
But she thinks I'm like...
Like you're denying
I'm not properly representing myself to people. Like I'm not properly saying like...
Yeah.
She knows the language that other people are talking in. And I'm not giving like that answer.
Yeah.
I'm not giving the sun answer.
I mean, one of my favorite questions to ask people is like, which of the big three do you like connect with more?
Yes.
It will tell you a lot about where that person is in their life.
Right.
You're in your, yes. You're in your rising era.
I really am.
And you're really embracing a lot of the Scorpio elements of yourself.
True.
So it makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Okay. More on that later.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, understanding that the sun is only representing your ego,
mm-hmm.
immediately people are confused because they think of ego as like you being an egomaniac and being really selfish and only caring about yourself.
Right.
Now, the reason the ego has that reputation is because the ego's job is to care about you.
And keep you safe.
Its job is to keep you safe.
And alive.
Right? It doesn't actually care about your emotional well-being
at
all.
No, it cares
That's
about
your intuition.
You, right.
Yeah. But... So it can only come from the point of view of you.
Right.
Your ego will bring up stuff with other people, but based on how it will feel to you or how it will affect you and how you'll feel safe.
Right. And like side note, this is why it's hard as someone who's intuitive or interested in these types of things to talk to other people.
Yes.
Because there's it feels like you need a whole like glossary of terms.
Yes.
You start saying one thing and then you get to like the third sentence and you're like, oh, but I don't mean ego like that. I mean this ego. And then yes. you get, and then you're like, oh, but I don't mean this. I mean that. Like,
like yeah. You're like correcting all the wrongs the
exactly.
whole time you're speaking.
Yes. Exactly. So yes. then it feels really convoluted when you're trying to talk to someone.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I'm laughing because I'm thinking that that isn't exactly what I do when I'm talking to people.
That's what I do.
I'm thinking of you nicely walking people across the bridge.
I am. I'm trying.
I know. But what I'm doing is being like, okay, explain to me your understanding of the ego.
Pop quiz.
But I'm not, I don't
Define
say it.
Ego.
Yeah. I don't say that, but I like ask questions so that I can understand it. And then I start talking about it where they are plus a little more.
Gotcha.
Like it's like a sneaky
pull them over.
Where right. it is like, you're like, let me do some work here. Let me, do you have a chalkboard or a marker board? I could draw some examples for you. Like your,
so the ego is, the ego is defined as,
I just find that interesting.
Yeah,
okay. Great. So I guess decide who you want to talk exactly. to about astrology based on this. I bet you you'll see this in our charts
the more we talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's what ego really is, especially when it comes to like your sun sign and understanding what these things mean about you.
Mm-hmm.
Consciousness.
Yes.
Okay. So you have consciousness, you have like your subconscious, mm-hmm. right? Conscious is things you know, you're aware of them. Mm-hmm. Your subconscious is where those other little things lie.
Right.
They're actually really big things.
Yes.
That you sort of know, it's not quite all the way conscious. That's that stuff.
Right.
Most of where your intuition operates is there.
Exactly.
Your thoughtful mind operates in your consciousness.
And your sun.
Yeah. And right. your sun operates there too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your fears.
Yes.
All the shit you're afraid of, your sun sign is all about that.
Okay.
That so tracks. If you think about how you feel safe, like what things you fear and what you do to feel safe, your sun sign is kind of describing the way you bring yourself back to safe.
Yes.
And if you're hearing safe and thinking like of a real scary trauma, it you won't connect to it as much.
Mm.
Just like everyday feelings of safe.
Right.
Okay.
Self-soothing.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I don't think people understand how often their whole being is operating to bring them back to feeling safer.
Yes.
Because it's not like a script in your head.
No, right.
You know, like yeah. you think of it differently. Like, oh, I want that person to like me.
That's unsafe. If
that's,
you think they
that's
don't.
That's a safety thought.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, I'm worried that thing I said came off weird. That's a safety thought. Like,
correct.
Do you know what I mean? But people don't connect them, so they don't realize how actually consumed with being safe they are all the time.
Yeah, and then how wrecked their nervous system is.
Yes.
Because it's constantly trying to realign.
Yes.
And get them back to safety.
Yes. Like, if somebody I know is just sending me pictures of what they should wear to an event coming up, a lot mm-hmm. of them.
Mm-hmm.
This is a safety seminar we're having on how you yes. can feel safe at that event.
Exactly.
But people aren't thinking that way.
Correct.
Okay. I don't want to oversell the point, but I kind of do.
No, so I think it's interesting.
Okay. how you see yourself in the world and in relation to other people.
Yep.
Now, this is why.
I like when you explain these things.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That was a very Cancer thing for you to say.
Exactly.
Okay, so how you see yourself in the world and how it relates to other people. When somebody says, I identify with my sun sign, mm-hmm. that means that the way they're looking at the world is very based in that.
Right.
That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with that. It just means the stage they are in life.
Right.
This is a priority.
Right.
Now, I think this is a priority for humans all the time.
Right.
But this is like really in the front for them.
Right. I mean, because you always have to be safe.
Yeah.
So your sun is always going to be relevant.
You always have to relate to others to survive.
Right.
Okay. So like I alluded to before, when people say, I don't relate to my sun sign, mm-hmm. what I'm going is like, interesting. And of course, I'm paying attention to the way they said it. Like
right.
some people are like, oh, I don't relate as much to it anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, I know they just kind of moved through that area and now right. they're probably really into their rising sign.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
But like at this point, like if they're saying like, I don't relate to it as if they've never related.
Exactly.
Then I know that they're having a lot of trouble in their life figuring out how they relate to other people because the sun sign information doesn't hit.
Right. Exactly.
So there's a big denial there.
Yep.
So you know me, I'm going to be like, tell me when you were six, what happened in your relationship to other people? Like,
right.
then I'm going to look because it's 99.9% of the time. Like a vow or a block that you have.
Right.
Causing you to not see that.
Right. You can't see it in yourself.
So I find that fascinating.
I agree.
Okay. So the other thing is reason, mm-hmm. how you reason, not instinct, but reason is very well explained in your sun sign.
Yep.
Okay. How your reasoning skills, what you do to reason, the order in which you kind of take in intuitive information and where you put the reason, all of this is found in your sun sign because this is ego.
Exactly.
Okay. Your sense of self and individuality. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that sounds funny because I'm saying like your ego is how you relate to everyone else in the world.
Right.
But your sense of self and like individuality in the sense of like how that's going to go out in the world and be okay.
Right.
What's it going to do in the world? How's it going to impact the world there?
Right.
Now, once you get more into like, especially your moon sign, I feel like you really sort of get into like who you are.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's not really like, who am I? It's like, what's my sense of who I am and how that relates to everybody?
Right.
And how am I comfortable being different?
Yep.
Because it's sort of like if you think about developmentally when you're in like middle school or high school, you don't want to be the weirdo.
No, you don't.
You don't want to be unique?
No.
Most of us.
Yeah.
I mean, you do, but it's not acceptable.
Well, it doesn't feel safe.
No.
Right.
Good point.
Right.
Nicely done.
Right.
Then you get older and like that individuality, you're like, no, I do want that.
Right.
So how do you present that in the world? Mm-hmm. That's some sun sign shit if I've ever seen it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Your overall approach to life, like your value system.
Yep.
That's your sun sign.
Right.
Your values. Like, how do I keep myself kind of like moral? Mm-hmm. What's my code of like, how will I operate in this world? What's cool with me and what isn't? All based in your sun sign.
Yep.
I find that to be one of the things that I always want to argue with. Like, I know it's true.
Oh, really?
But I sort of want to be like, wait.
Why?
Your values have to be based in intuition. And then when I really think about it, I see that they're not really. I think your intuition influences them.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're formed intuitively.
No, I think they're just like intrinsically a part of who you are.
Because really a value system is just a system of safety.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's formulated.
That makes my brain feel
Yeah, that's interesting.
Right?
Yeah. That's a really good thinking
like point. If someone's telling you their values, don't you, if you don't think too hard, wouldn't you be like, oh, this is intuitive information they're giving me about themselves?
Yes, I would.
But that's not true.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Mm, okay. The symbol for your sun sign is a circle with a dot in the middle.
Yes.
It looks kind of like a boob.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's really interesting because I think that's like the circle is your whole being and that dot right in the center is your ego.
Exactly.
No.
Right in the middle.
I can't tell you, like that isn't proven that that's what that means.
No, I don't. Yeah.
That's just my interpretation.
No, but it works.
Yeah. And then if you don't connect with yours, like I said before, I think that there's a block in like how you're able to feel safe seeing yourself in connection with other people.
Yeah.
But also, may I just say, go read different interpretations of your sun sign.
Correct.
Because for me, I'll read one and I'll be like, okay. And then I'll read another one and I'll be like, have you met me? Like, how did this one's more accurate?
So this is, I usually on this podcast give the suggestion of doing like a Google image search.
Yes.
So I would say try that.
Yep.
But I would actually don't just Google your sign, like Sagittarius.
Yeah.
Google Sagittarius sun.
Sun. Yes.
And then see, like do an image search and see what comes up. Like, mm-hmm. cause you'll get these like quick hit quotes, right? Like you'll get like a little paragraph of what Sagittarius sun is.
Yeah.
That probably is going to hit better than if you just Google Sagittarius.
Absolutely. Because Sagittarius,
it's going to be more nuanced.
It could be your moon sign. It could be like, you're going to just have very general explanations.
It's going to be like witty, quirky. I mean, I don't know what Sagittarius is, but you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be like some adjectives.
Exactly.
But if you Google like Sagittarius sun,
yes,
it's going to give you like a much more nuanced
and how it relates to your ego.
Right.
That's an excellent pro tip.
Yeah.
But read a bunch. And when you find one, you like, keep that one.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Do that. I thought we would talk about our sun signs now.
Okay.
Okay, Jay. So you are a Cancer sun.
I'm a Cancer sun and moon. Mm-hmm. So it actually makes it easier for me.
Oh, yeah.
It makes it easier for me to be like sun, moon. I can apply all the same stuff.
Yeah, you're not working with three different things for the big three. Just
correct.
Two.
That's right.
Nice. Okay. So we are actually going to read ours from the Sanctuary app.
I know. We always, I mean,
we shout them out so much. Will you sponsor us? Come on.
But they're, it really is a great app.
It's a great, it's worth, I think you have to pay like $6.99 for
something like that.
It's worth it.
It is. It really is worth it. The charts are great. The info is great.
Yeah.
The interface is really good. It's not clunky or ugly.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay. So will you read yours, please?
So yeah, mine says sun in Cancer. Cancer sun is playful, brave, encouraging, passionate, and spontaneous. Mm-hmm. Cancer is a water sign, symbolized by the crab and ruled by the moon. Protective and nurturing towards others. On a bad day, watch out for stubbornness, selfishness, isolation, and passive aggressive behavior. How dare you?
How dare you, sir? That is so accurate. Yeah. Okay. Now,
isolation? No. Never. Yes.
The amount of Marco Polos that I get that are you in your bed with the lights off? Yes. Isolation 100%.
Oh, God. That's true.
Okay.
I'll admit that.
So everyone gets squidgy when they read theirs in some way.
Yeah. I mean,
but tell me the parts that you feel are correct and the parts that you don't really connect with.
I mean, I love being a Cancer. I really feel like I've always related to being a Cancer sun and moon because it's all about emotions and feelings and home and and mother, like, you know, maternal stuff, right? I think playful, brave, encouraging, passionate, all hit.
Yep.
Spontaneous, not so much.
I was going to say, you made a face at spontaneous.
Which is weird because I think of myself as a variety person, but spontaneous?
What's the hang up with it? Because I would call you spontaneous.
Would you?
Yeah.
Mm.
I think
maybe because I'm overthinking things, so it doesn't feel spontaneous.
Well, I was going to say, this is literally what I was just going to say before you said that. I think you're spontaneous, but you're very thoughtful about it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
But you would... So, like, I'm comparing you to me, which I am not spontaneous. Like, if you could find the polar opposite of a spontaneous person, it would be me. I'm a certainty person, right?
Right.
But, like, I'm going to eat my breakfast at the same time every day. I'm going to know what it is. I'm going to... To me, like, you will just kind of, like, wildly get to breakfast at some point.
Yes,
and spontaneously eat it when you want. Like, and to me, that's wild, right?
Yes.
But that's how you operate. Like, I know that's a weird example.
That's true.
But I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think in this culture, you hear spontaneity, and it's like, do you want to, like, take a flight to Paris? And I'm like, no, man, there's too much going on.
Well, because you don't actually want to go to Paris, right?
But like, like you're saying, like, in your day-to-day life, am I flexible, agile, like, will I... You know, change my plans, definitely.
Yes, you will. Yeah. And you're just like a responsible spontaneity person.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Did I sell you on it?
Yep.
Okay,
you
good.
Did. Thanks. And then protective and nurturing towards others.
Very. I mean, of any part of your like explanation of of you,
right,
that's the most.
Agreed.
Undeniable.
Yep. But I'm also definitely stubborn. Selfishness, I think a little, but not particularly.
I think it depends on how you look at selfishness. If you take out the like societal, like it's bad to be selfish, and you sort of more think of it like you have a sense of yourself, like you look into yourself and you're and like who you are and what your needs are. I would, in that sense, I would agree.
Yeah.
But you don't ever put yourself in front of anyone else. So in that sense, I would say deny.
Disagree. Yeah. Isolation, definitely. I'm definitely a homebody. Definitely, like, have to go home to recharge, have to sleep to recharge.
Yes.
Very Cancerian traits.
Very Cancerian, yes.
Passive aggressive, I can definitely be passive aggressive. I don't generally do it to people's faces. But in my car.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, on a Marco Polo to you.
Yeah.
Or if I'm, like, venting to my husband or something.
I would just say some of that is just aggressive.
Yes. Yes. Snarky.
But I think passive aggressive kind of in like the best sense though. Like that you aren't going to back down, but you also aren't going to like throw fists. Like, do you know what I mean?
Right.
But like, you're not going to, like, I've heard you in traffic when you had like a confrontation, there was a Marco Polo running and it was like, oh my God, do I like call the police? Like this is going to happen. Like calling someone sir in this way that was very passive aggressive but very effective. You're like, sir,
are you okay?
Calm down, sir. Are you all right, sir?
And he was like, oh no, my bad. I thought you were someone else.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, okay, have a great one.
But it was
so that is passive aggressive.
But like you use it very diabolically in a good way.
Have a great day.
Have the day you deserve.
Right. But I'm not like that stereotypical passive aggressive, like.
No.
Guilt tripping.
No.
That's, I strive to not be that person.
No, you don't. You're not like that.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Okay. I agree. Okay.
You?
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I am a Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
And so Taurus sun is loyal, trustworthy, supportive, luxurious,
mm-hmm.
and romantic. Symbolized by the bull. We'll get back to the romantic one in a second. Taurus is an earth sign and ruled by the planet of Venus. It's not all luxury and lace. On a bad day, watch out for materialism, laziness, arrogance, stubbornness, and gluttonous tendencies.
I will say that I don't send you a lot of Taurus content.
Because it's kind of shitty.
It's so hyper-focused on laziness.
Yeah.
And you are the antithesis
of
laziness. Yeah. I mean, you are the polar opposite of being lazy. And I don't, and I think that's why some people have a problem with astrology, because we get stuck with these like three or four words, right? Like,
you know, exactly why I wanted us to talk this out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes. Like the Cancer, like you'll see a Cancer meme on an astrology page and the person is sobbing, sobbing their eyes out, right?
Yeah.
Like that's the Cancer stereotype.
Yeah.
Taurus is lazy. Like I would punch someone in the face if they called you lazy.
You're being protective, like the Cancer that
you
are.
I am. Yeah. But that does not track for you.
Okay, so here's my sort of thought on that.
Okay.
So are you shocked that I have deeper thoughts on everything?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
I think that if you take the societal like bullshit of what laziness is.
Yeah.
And you take it out.
Okay.
And you say like being lazy is just like maybe being home, not doing something, like relaxing.
Yes.
Then I still don't think I qualify, but I definitely have that thing about me where like to recharge, to feel good, I want to be home wearing soft pants.
I was just going to say like with a blanket around
with
you.
With a blanket and the fireplace on and watching something stupid on TV or scrolling on my phone. Like, so that is sort of like how I like come back down.
Yes.
So in that sense, I agree.
So the word should be cozy, not lazy.
It's the use of the word lazy that kind of trips up, because I know a lot of Tauruses and none of them would qualify as lazy.
I mean, there are scientists now that say that there's no such thing as laziness. It's not even a real thing.
Exactly. Okay. So I do think I'm trustworthy, supportive, luxurious.
Yes.
Definitely, but not in the sense that it has to be like a lot of money.
No, exactly.
That
you
it has
like
to be
luxury
like
items, but you don't need the
quality
price tag.
Experience.
Yes.
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 Like that blanket I have on
right.
is amazing.
Yep.
I didn't pay a lot of money. I probably got it at Target or Amazon.
Right.
But it's great.
Or that thing that you have with the... Hey, you told the Marco Polo story about me the guy yelling at me in traffic. I'm going to tell this story.
I love it. I do.
What is it? It's the like meditation like headband or something?
It looks like you're on like Star Trek. Like it goes across your eyes, it wraps around your head, and it massages your eyes and your temples, and it like heats up, and it the one that I have plays like this really awful music, but like it's very effective.
Like pseudo spa music.
Pseudo is a nice way of saying it. Yes.
Yeah.
But I also have many different massage tools.
Right.
How many things do I'm like showing you this new comforty contraction contraption that I got?
Yes.
Yes. I have a lot of things like that. I always have slippers on. Like that is a very Taurus-y thing.
Yes.
The homebody thing also. So it, luxurious in the sense of like maybe a little extra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Romantic is interesting.
Why?
Because I think most of the time ego signs are the things that you're like, I'll show everybody this.
Oh.
And the romantic side of me, I think, is something that I keep a couple steps back.
I agree. Yeah.
So I think that's interesting.
That is interesting.
I think maybe aesthetic wise, you might guess it.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually, you know, when you do like your body type, oop, I just hit the mic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you do your body type, I'm romantic body type.
What? No. What are we talking about?
So I think it's, I can't remember the name of it. I'll send it to you and you can post it in stories.
Okay.
But there's a, like, you look through, you answer a bunch of questions and it tells you your body type, meaning like how your build is like a more athletic type or whatever. And then it's like the best things to wear to really like flaunt your body. So a lot of people like me who work really hard on their relationship with their body try to find sources of things that say like, this is how to show off your body instead of hide your body.
Gotcha.
So this, I want to say it's called like Kizmi or something. This scale will, you answer these questions and then it's like, okay, so a romantic body type, you would want like softer top or like, you know, like different things like that to like really accentuate this part of you.
I've never heard of that. It's weird.
Okay. I'll send it to you.
Yes, please do.
But I'm romantic body type.
Okay.
But I find that interesting because again, ego stuff that you usually, right when someone first meets you, you're really like showing them your sun sign stuff.
That's a really good point.
I'm not
like what you're showing.
That's I'm sort point. Of keeping that one a few steps back. Where I would say for your what they're calling passive aggressive, which I would just call diabolical part of you, I think you also keep that a few steps
back. I definitely do.
And when you first meet people.
Absolutely.
The stubbornness, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Materialism. I do think like if I'm needing a hit of dopamine, it's probably gonna be like I'm gonna order a sweater.
That's true. You always get it on sale, though.
Oh, I need it to be on sale.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what part of me that is, but that I like it better if I got a deal.
Yep.
I remember how excited I was about getting those jeans for $1.99.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good one.
Okay. And then the rest, I do. Like gluttonous tendencies,
Mm-hmm.
Overdoing something, I could be the poster child for that.
Okay.
So I agree with those.
All right.
What do you think? Do you think that's an accurate?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Besides the laziness.
Okay. So I think if you look at your sun sign like that, also talk about it with your friend.
Yes.
Because
some feedback.
You're going to read it and be like, nope, for certain things. And they're going to be like, yes, for this reason. Like what we just did.
Right.
Or like, this is how I see it for you. And that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to moon signs, you'll hear me struggle a lot more.
Yes.
And I think that's interesting because that's your intuition.
Right.
And that's the part that... Wait, people see me like that I struggle with.
Yep.
So,
definitely.
Okay, I have a few more points.
Okay.
I really want you to understand why it's good to know someone else's sun sign.
Yes.
Okay. You can understand how they feel safe.
Exactly.
If you know someone's sun sign, you have basically a list of ways that they feel safest.
Yep.
For example, both a Cancer and a Taurus are going to feel safer and happier, like, meeting and connecting with you in their homes.
Exactly.
Like different in your home too. Mm-hmm. Like
Different
elements like that. You're going to just see like these little nuggets are going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Understand how at first, at least somebody wants to be seen.
Yep.
If you are super smart and you have to be dating people, first of all, I'm so sorry that you have to do that.
Yes.
Oh, it's awful. Huh?
I mean, it's rough out there.
We're sending
from
you
what I see.
We're sending you the good vibes.
Yeah.
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 But if you can figure out their sun sign,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a lot easier to connect with somebody because that's all the things they're going to tell you about themselves.
Right, exactly.
If I was on a first date right now, I would be talking about all those things I just said in the sun sign. I mean, I make them sound good.
Right.
But those are the ways I'm going to present myself.
Right.
Okay. So right. understanding that is huge. And it's not just for dates. Like it's really helpful to understand.
Right.
You know, if you know your friend's sun sign and you're introducing them to someone they don't know, you're going to want to tell those other people in front of them about their sun sign traits.
Right.
And they're going to feel a lot happier.
Right. But that's, again, because the sun is the ego and that's all we're really focused on. Like the little bit of astrology we see in pop culture and society, it's all about you. It's all about your sun sign and what your horoscope is. We're never taught to look at it in other people.
That is such a good point. It's like so ego driven
right.
that you're not realizing the value of understanding someone else's ego.
Exactly.
So
right. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. What somebody values. Remember we talked about mm-hmm. values before.
Mm-hmm.
If you know their sun sign, you're going to know what they value and what they protect.
Right. Like I value my home. I value Same. My private time, my yes. family, my emotions.
Yes. So if you want to really connect with someone, understanding right. what they value and being able to respect that mm-hmm. is huge.
Right.
Huge. Okay. What they need to call in the energy of creativity.
Hmm.
Okay.
Interesting.
Here's the thing. Creativity is an intuitive thing.
Yes.
But creativity is this funny animal. I feel like I could do a whole episode on this. You guys can tell me if you want us to talk about creativity.
Yep.
Where it can't be called in without the right conditions created by the ego.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least it can't right. be called in well.
Right.
You know, when you're yep. like, let me sit down and write something creative. I've scheduled some time in at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
How does that go?
Exactly. Exactly.
There's so much that your ego has to do to be able to allow that flow of intuitive creativity to come in.
Yep. And emotions. So, yep.
If you are anybody's boss,
mm-hmm.
if you work in a creative field, if you have children you're trying to like support their creativity,
mm-hmm.
if you understand their sun sign, you understand exactly the environment you need to create for them to be able to call in creativity.
That's a really good point.
And I think people miss that a lot.
All the time.
Because, you know, like a lot of times people will consult with me in like a job and like how to get someone to perform or to mm-hmm. do better or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things I'm looking at is like, what do they need to call in this?
Right,
like,
exactly.
How do you feel safe being intuitive?
Right.
That's sun sign.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good point.
I mean, I even think about how when I would do sessions,
mm-hmm.
I was more intuitive when I did them at home. Like on Zoom.
Oh, good point.
It was easier for me than in person. And for some other people, it's different. That's some sun sign shit.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're home.
Yeah.
That's, right. That's a really good point.
A safer space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just think all of that's helpful. Ask people their sun sign and then say, like, tell me the three things about that sun sign that you really connect with.
Yep.
These are far more interesting conversations than anything else. If you're like Jamie and I and you don't care for the small talk,
Switch
it over to this.
Yeah.
You're going to find out so much valuable information. People love talking about that. If they don't know, Google it on your phone and like have them read it and then ask them about it. Like, it's so interesting.
And they're also, if they're going to like scoff and be rude, then I don't want to talk to you anyways. I'd like to know that off the bat.
It's like a perfect filter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Self-selecting.
Yeah. I don't mind if you don't know it.
Right.
But if you're automatically like, you know, burn witch, then I'm like, all right, I think I'm going to go.
I'm all set. Right.
Bye. Please don't call me during Mercury retrograde when none of your appliances work.
When you lose all your data on your computer.
You have no pictures on your phone anymore.
Exactly.
Just lose my number then.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I think we should take our Taurus-y Cancer selves
mm-hmm.
and go get some more coffee because you drank a lot of that. You need some more.
I already finished it.
Oh.
Didn't stand a chance.
Let's go.
Hey everyone, Heather and I have an ask for you. If you love this episode or if you love the IGG, can you do us a favor? We need you to go onto whatever platform you listen on and download, subscribe, like, love, whatever it's asking you to do. Can you go do those things for us on the platforms that you listen on? It would mean so much to us.
Thanks for listening to our episode. For a way to get in touch with us, please visit our website, intuitivegirlsguide.com. We love hearing your feedback on our episodes.